This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1651, Alphabet Idioms in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In today's episode, get 4 fun expressions to say something that might sound boring and make it interesting. We go from A to Z with new expressions today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's everything? How are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah. I mean, things are good. I can't believe it's almost October already. It's so crazy. Yeah.
I know. I feel like summer just started, but that's okay.
I know. The summer really flew by.
It really did. But that's okay. Because today we are talking about something really kind of fun.
Okay. I want to have a little fun today. Let's have a little fun. Michelle, tell us what we're talking about today.
Guys, today we're talking about the alphabet. We're going to be talking about alphabet words, idioms, just certain things. You'll see what I mean. Okay. I'm not going to give away the whole thing right now.
Yeah, natural and native ways to have fun with the language. Guys, yeah. You know, speaking a new language, connecting, it's all about having fun, being able to articulate who you are to that other person. So let's get into it.
Exactly. So guys, these are fun and casual. They're good to use in everyday conversation. A lot of fun. So before we get into that, we want to remind you, we have an IELTS Energy podcast, the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. Guys, you've got to get in on that. It is so much fun and it is so useful, especially if you are hoping to take the IELTS exam.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. We have 14 years of examiner insight over there. Our team has been trained on that insight and that expertise. And so guys, there's no other place you need to go if you're going to take IELTS sometime in the next year. Go to the IELTS Energy podcast and hit follow right on your app. Okay, cool.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into it, Lindsay. What's the first one? This is fun.
This is good. This is definitely something that you'd say to a kid, but adults might hear it and say it. Okay, so it is mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
Mind your P's and Q's. So what does this mean, Michelle? It sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, this one is about having good manners. It means it's like very like old fashioned sounding, I think. So it basically means have good manners. So, for example, you could say mind your P's and Q's when you go to your friend's house for dinner.
Right. So you really would just say that to a kid, like a teenager or a kid, right, Michelle, pretty much?
Yeah, I think especially to a kid. Or if you're talking about yourself, you know, you could always say like, oh, I need to mind my P's and Q's. Like you can always, sometimes we teach things and it's for a kid, but you can use it in a kind of a fun, casual sarcastic way. So
yeah, sometimes when you're around people that you're close to, you could talk in a younger kind of way just because it's sort of like you're close to them and it's funny and it's fun. So that's okay. And the next one is more would definitely apply in the business world and just our social lives. So the expression, guys, and get ready to write this down. It is to dot your I's and cross your T's.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So I've seen it written a couple of different ways. Sometimes people say cross your T's and dot your I's.
Oh, yeah.
Or dot the I's and cross the T's. But so you might hear different versions of it, but all of them mean the same thing.
Yeah. So this basically means that you're just making sure that everything is correct. Now, Michelle, would you say, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, would you say that you are a detail-oriented person or more of a big picture thinker?
I think I'm a little bit both, but I am very detail oriented.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. For me, details, they stress me out. I will do them, but I don't do them well. And I get very stressed out when I have to follow them. I would much rather be big picture, inspiring and creating the big picture plan.
Me too. Just because I am detail oriented doesn't mean that I'm that I like to be that way. It just means I like to check things and, you know, want to make sure I get the details right. But I think if you're asking like what I feel most confident and comfortable with, it's also maybe the big picture stuff.
When you feel most yourself, because in every job interview, every employer is going to ask us, you know, how you know, are you detail oriented? And everyone, you have to say yes. Pretty much you have to say yes.
Yeah.
At least in American culture. But
yes.
Then, you know, coming into our own as professionals, we want to try to figure out where are we actually good? Because not everyone should be detail oriented, right? On this podcast, we are performing for our listeners. We're inspiring. That doesn't require details.
Yeah, right. Some parts of your job may mean that you have to be very detail oriented and some maybe not so much. So it's a little bit, it's interesting how you have to kind of put on different brains for different tasks.
Yeah. And I think the professional world kind of misses that. The whole world of interview training, they kind of miss the importance of the unique ability conversation. Like, how do you talk about your unique ability to add more value to a company, right? So anyways, let's give an example. We went on a little bit of a tangent there, but I thought that was important.
Okay. All right. So here's the example. Should we look this over once more? I just feel better if we dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
Yeah, for sure. So that person is detail oriented. They want to make sure everything is taken care of.
Right.
Okay. Next one, Michelle, what is it? If you are taking the IELTS exam anytime this year, then you need to go over and follow the IELTS Energy podcast. We have 14 years of examiner experience over there so that you can learn insider tips and tricks for your best possible chance at a band 7. Go over and follow the IELTS Energy podcast and we'll see you there.
A for effort.
And you could say this to an adult. This is not just for kids, this particular one, right?
Right. Exactly. So it's just saying like, you get credit for trying. It's like, maybe you didn't do great, but you got an A for effort. So it's kind of used in that kind of fun, you know, tone of voice, like A for effort. So this is just for trying. So, you know, maybe it can even be before you know if you're going to succeed at something. So Lindsay, what's an example?
Okay, you could say, wow, you did awesome. Winning isn't everything. You get an A for effort. This makes me think of the trophy generation, how like everyone gets a trophy. We've talked about this on the podcast before.
Yes. Exactly.
I have a feeling the next generations are not all going to be given trophies. You know, there'll be a different value. Like we'll have learned from that, what I think was somewhat misguided. I mean, I understand that what parents wanted to do, right? That they want to praise the effort, not the result, which is good. But then you have a generation of kids that think that they're going to, you know, that they've won if they've just tried. Right.
Right. Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how it evolves over time. I agree with you. I think it will evolve.
Yeah. And the next one is about sleep, and we could all use more sleep, I'm sure. Michelle, what is that next one?
To catch some Z's. Now, I remember we taught this, I think, on an episode about sleep. I'm not sure. But we wanted to talk about it today because it is with the alphabet. So this is about going to sleep. So, for example, I'm going to catch some Z's. I'm exhausted.
Yes. Catch some Z's. Also really common. And then we're way back at the end of the alphabet here, right, Michelle? So the last one is XOXO. And this is more written on a card. Mm-hmm. I see this written on a card a lot. Where else do you see this, Michelle?
Maybe somebody might write it at the end of a text message.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. And what does that mean then?
It basically means hugs and kisses. It's kind of, it's just like a, you know, like love ya or something, or sending love.
Sending love. Which one is hugs and which one is kisses? I'm not clear on that. The X or the O is a hug.
That's a good question, actually. I would think, now I think maybe the O is the kiss? Hug and the X is the kiss? I don't know. I have to look that up. Wow. What a fun question, Lindsay.
That never occurred to me before, but I'd like to know. Maybe our listeners know. Guys, if you know, do let us know. Yes. Write us an email or write in our blog. Write a review for the podcast and let us know. So an example here, you might write this in a text message, right? See you later, XOXO, right?
Right.
Yes, right. Good stuff. Okay.
Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, which one of these do you use the most?
Oh my gosh, let me go back and look at them again. Let me see. Michelle, I would say is A for effort. I use A for effort the most. Because I do think, in our jobs, we have to at least congratulate ourselves for working hard. That is important, right. I do think, to keep going, right? To be able to keep going. There is a lot of value in hard work, even if we don't win or achieve exactly the goal that we wanted to each quarter or something. We're still working towards it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And you have to acknowledge that. So yeah, that A for effort, that's definitely a good one also to use in business and
what
things like
you?
That. So yeah, I mean, these are good because they're simple, they're fun, and they can, you know, be kind of unexpected in a conversation. So you might surprise someone when you use one of these expressions. They might pay attention.
Yes.
I personally think these are kind of head turners, like when you hear them.
Oh, okay. How so?
And I think it also shows confidence to use these expressions because they're kind of silly in a way.
What do you mean they're head turners? Like they catch attention? They catch
I think that they kind of catch attention, especially like mind your P's and Q's or catch some Z's. I think, you know, you chose confidence to use these fun expressions.
Yeah, I think it does show confidence because you're going outside of the box. You're saying something a little, maybe a little different, a little more personality, guys. So don't shy away from these. Let's show our listeners how to use them. Are you ready?
Let's do it. So Lindsay, we're coworkers and we're finalizing an agenda for an upcoming meeting.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, so I think we're good.
Awesome. Let's just dot the I's and cross the T's and we're done.
Yes, we'll look it over. So we're sure the customer survey should come first, right?
Yeah, I know we're meeting during lunch, but I'm sure everyone will mind their P's and Q's and pay attention, right? I never know with these lunch meetings.
Oh, it'll be fine. All right, well, we got an A for effort for planning this all out.
Definitely. All right, I'm excited. I'm going to catch some Z's.
I'm exhausted.
Excited?
You said I'm excited. I'm going to excited. Some C's. That's fine.
I'm both. I'm exhausted.
All right, see you tomorrow.
I read exhausted and I said excited. I guess it's a combination of both.
I guess you are exhausted.
Okay. So
yeah, we
Michelle.
Didn't use XOXO because like I said, it's more written. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's just do the first one. So I said, awesome. Let's just dot the I's and cross the T's. So I meant, let's just make sure that we take care of these details, right?
Right. Exactly. And then you said, I'm sure everyone will mind their P's and Q's and pay attention. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah. And then you said, we'll get an A for effort for planning this all out.
Yep. And then you said, I'm exhausted. I'm going to catch some Z's.
Awesome. Very good. So guys, yeah, as Michelle said, I mean, our takeaway for today, first of all, we want to remind you, please go over and subscribe or follow the IELTS Energy podcast. We have all that examiner experience, expertise, and we know how to get you to your target score of the 7 or higher. So go and follow. Michelle, what is the takeaway for our listeners?
Guys, these are great ways. They're fun ways to express yourself using letters of the alphabet. So they can build connection and they're very expressive. So let us know how these go when you try them out in your conversations.
Yes, I can't wait to hear from our listeners on this, Michelle. Okay, cool. We are out of here for today. I will see you next time. Take care.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.